Good morning. A Thursday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. The clock is ticking toward February, and that means an on-air fun drive. But with all the serious news that's out there, boy, would we like to end this thing before it starts in the lockbox. $431,027 now on a way to a total of $1 million goal.
Well, I was talking to our buddy Joe yesterday on the phone for a long time. He's very anxious to see us make this goal because he knows, as I do, and as you do, David, that nobody really knows what's going to end up happening with this whole process. There's a very good chance that this will be extended for weeks, which would take us into the fund drive. And that is something that we don't want to miss. Hey, it's not only that we would be carrying the impeachment trial the way that we do so well, it's also that we have a commitment to everybody who's out there to make this happen. The lockbox needs you now. This is the time that there'll be a real difference made by the way that we all participate in funding this station. Look, there will always be people who try to shut the station up. And we know that there are people who are jealous, there are people who are angry, there are people who call us names. And by the way, there are rival news organizations who say things that aren't correct also. So you really have to say, okay, this is the time when somebody says to me, Alan, we've got your back, we've got the whole station's back. So get to a phone, 1-800-323-9262, or before 9 o'clock, WAMC.org. You're terrific. Let's get it done.
It's our station. Well, day two of the impeachment trial in the Senate, Alan, the Democrats appealing to the GOP to help to convict, quote, corrupt Trump. We have 24 hours in, many senators flouting the quaint impeachment rules, heading to the cloakroom, yawning, all sorts of things. Your sort of assessment now after day two.
Well, let me put it this way. You know, each of us have our heroes. My hero is Adam Schiff. To stand up there for 2.5 hours and to extemporaneously, he has a few notes in front of him, but nothing like the things that everybody else just reads. He knows his stuff. He knows it cold. He is a great orator, and he's top draw. And so my admiration is unparalleled. But what they've done, which is so great, and you and I have talked about this, David, is they have used all of the evidence they want by putting on clips up there on a big screen. So when they get the people who they are saying should be testifying, the John Boltons and others, it'll, of course, be better than what they have. Nevertheless, they have a great deal. I don't know, frankly, if they're better off with them or without the witnesses, because without the witnesses, the American people are saying this just isn't fair. And we know it because 69% of the people polled say they want evidence and they want witnesses. And the more that's stonewalled. Now, the president comes along, and what does he say? He says they can't proceed because they don't have the stuff. We have all the stuff. Well, that makes a mockery out of the congressional role here. And that's what's so unconstitutional. And that, by the way, happens to be one of the two charges that have been brought against the president. And I don't say anybody can deny that when they've asked for material and the president says, no, I won't allow anybody to go up there.
Is it impacting Americans? You and I were talking before we came on about the fact that it appears that 11 million people watched day one of the Senate trial. That's down from the numbers in the House impeachment back in November. And when you look at some of the conversations, for example, the Times is having with Americans, it's split right down that partisan divide. Republicans see it as, quote, a sham, and Democrats see the very seriousness of it and believe it's a historic moment for the country.
Well, I agree with the Democrats on that. It is historic. It is the turning point, the vortex, the universal joint of where we are going to be when all of this is over. Will we have a president who is a strong man like his friends Duterte and Putin and the others? Or will we have a constitutional Republican democracy? That's why this is so, so serious. So you know what, David? There is a right and a wrong every once in a while. It isn't only that the country is divided. Yeah, it's divided all right, and that's something that Trump has striven to do. Nevertheless, it is an ugly thing where I'm scared to death that this country is going in the wrong direction and we're going to end up as a dictatorship.
And all at the same time, while we're figuring this all out, you've got an election on the way and well-known intelligence that the Russians, the Chinese, others actively trying to mess with our elections.
I don't think there's any question anymore. The intelligence agencies, all under Trump, said it was the Russians. Now they come up with this garbage about it was the puny Ukrainian governmental apparatus which was off-putting our elections. It's ridiculous. We know it was Putin. As Nancy Pelosi says, all roads lead to Putin. They do. And, you know, David, they keep playing the Manchurian candidate on the old movie channel. It's so appropriate. I mean, who would have ever thought we have a guy in the presidency who is suspected of playing footsie with the president, a former KGB officer who is now wiping out democratic rights in Russia, and we have a president who's saying, I love the Russians. This is unbelievable.
You spoke about it before, whether witnesses would be good or bad at this point. We know that now Biden says he won't be a witness. There was this talk of a Biden for Bolton swap.
I tell you, my intuition on this is he's right. They're trying to make a farce out of it with the Bidens being asked to testify and the rest of it. Nevertheless, I think he makes a mistake when he says he won't do it. Because what do you got to hide? You go up there, you tell the truth, that's it. I don't see where this helps him to say I won't be part of this. I get it. I know what he's talking about. Nevertheless, I think it's a tactical mistake.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. In order to cover it all, we need you. And that means the lockbox, WAMC.org. Come on, friends.
You guys are loyal and wonderful. And whatever you can do, do it now. WAMC.org or 1-800-323-9262 after 9 o'clock this morning. Thank you.